My guest at this time is Virginia Republican Congressman Dave Brat, who represents the Old Dominion 7th Congressional District. He joins me now to offer his reaction to a story first reported in the Washington Times that the IRS has discovered more than 1 million Americans whose Social Security numbers were stolen by illegal immigrants. But not only has the IRS failed to put a stop to this, they haven't even told the Americans that their Social Security numbers have been stolen and that they are victims of identity fraud. And Congressman, thanks very much for being with us.
Hey, Greg, thank you so much. I mean, I used to teach ethics for 18 years at college level along with economics. And I mean, you can't make up a case study that is this crazy. I think I'd give the students a migraine if they had to piece together the logic of everything that's wrong here. And so the House Freedom Caucus under Jim Jordan and several other congressional members have been trying to impeach Koskinen now for months. And we've had a little pushback from our own leadership. I do not understand why. But people across the United States are upset enough with the IRS targeting of conservatives and ethical breaches in the past. They've withheld evidence. They've destroyed evidence. And now you get stories like this, right? A few months ago, under testimony, Koskinen was in front of us, and I asked him, if you know that you have illegal aliens and they're asking for tax refunds or any tax status, would you do anything about it? He said no, and I was stunned. In the Senate, the same thing happened. And so now we have the IRS illegal, right? We don't want to underestimate the value of that word, illegal immigrants stealing Social Security IDs and information. And Koskinen doesn't tell the American people who are at risk of identity fraud and worse. And so I really hope this leads to a heightened oversight responsibility this week. I'll be in touch with all of our guys, and I'm sure we're going to try to get to the bottom of this. It's just unbelievable combination of bad stories connected together.
Let's dig into some of the different details here, Congressman. First of all, just in general, do you think this is just willful misconduct by the IRS, or is it a lack of competence?
Well, I hate to get too cynical, but I'm about there, right? When under testimony, he says it's not my job to report illegal, much less unethical behavior, we got a problem, right? Because we all know about tone at the top issues in any corporation, any boss anyone has out there, right? The person in charge of an institution sets the tone. And so it's been all too clear what's going on. And so there's probably elements of just poor performance, right, and incompetence here. But then your duty, your ethical duty is to the American people, right? If they are now in harm's way because their information has been stolen, my goodness, you have to let your consumers, your people, your constituents know. And they failed that test as well, much less going after the illegals, which I'm sure would be at the bottom of the priority list. And so, you know, this is why some of us have been messaging for 2 years that if you break the law, it leads to unintended consequences and terrible outcomes for the American people. And the executive branch has been going along with this. I think Hillary Clinton, you don't want to get too political, but I would await for her commentary on this situation. And I hope it would be negative, but I think I'll be waiting a long time for that to happen.
As I'm sure you know, sir, the IRS actually knows who's an illegal immigrant when they file their tax returns because of what's called the individual taxpayer identification number, which the IRS actually gives out to illegal immigrants as a way of making sure they're paying taxes, even though they're not supposed to be here. So they can check the Social Security number on file there, knowing this person's an illegal, and they can see that it's a stolen Social Security number. What do you make of the fact that they simply don't tell the American people, at least the ones affected by this?
The politics are inescapable, right? At the top of the tickets, we have Trump, who's going to be tough on illegal immigration, and then you got Hillary Clinton, who wants, 500% increase in some of the categories of illegal immigration, the refugee crisis, et cetera. And so we have competing wills here. One side is after votes. The other side, Trump, is trying to represent the American people. And if you lose the rule of law, which is what we're talking about, right? When the head of agencies of the United States government willfully violate the law of the land and the other party has problems with the rule of law in the first place, right? The inner cities now are just percolating, right, with ill will, and we need to be a salve for that, right? We need some balm to heal this. But the premise in the first place has to be that you believe in the rule of law. And so illegal immigration in this case and offenders, right, while they're here, they're offending and violating the law. So it's two strikes. And then this kind of a breach that affects the American people directly is strike three. And so we need to take action. We know President Obama won't. We know Loretta Lynch won't. And so it's up to us. It's up to leadership on the Republican side. So Paul Ryan and Mitch McConnell need to step up and represent. That's our job. We're called the House of Representatives. We need to represent the American people when their rights are being violated and when their own personal, private, financial information is being hijacked by folks who mean to do them harm. There's no other conclusion.
We're talking with Virginia Congressman Dave Bratt, and a couple more questions before we let him get back to his official duties. And Congressman, it was just before the summer recess that a couple of your colleagues from the House Freedom Caucus made a legislative move that requires a vote on the impeachment of John Koskinen. It didn't happen right before Congress went on recess, so my understanding is that it has to happen within a day or so after Congress returns. Clarify that if you can. And secondly, do you think that this information will honestly move leadership to the point where they recommend his impeachment?
On the first part, right, we have some procedural moves in, and it gets pretty tricky. You got to check in with a parliamentarian, so I won't bore everyone with the details. But the important part is that the House Freedom Caucus is standing behind the American people on this one, and which is our pledge, right? We're here to represent the people without the high-paid lobbyists and without the high-paid lawyers. And you couldn't find a better spokesperson or representative of that kind of thinking than Jim Jordan. And so he and some of the other leaders are going to bat for the American people. He ought to be applauded. You ought to support him in this effort. And several other members are helping out with this. That's issue number one. Issue number two is, will leadership respond and listen? I hope so, right? Our own leadership has created too big of a vacuum. We have not fought back from the time I entered on President Obama's unconstitutional amnesty in related issues. Boehner said he would fight tooth and nail, and leadership hasn't. For some reason, leadership doesn't want to fight on this one. I think they just don't rock the boat before an election. But elections are about serving the American people. So I can't see how when illegal aliens steal information from American citizens and the IRS knows about it, I don't see how it's like a softball. I mean, it's a softball 1 foot in diameter going 1 mile an hour over home plate. And if you can't hit that, you got problems. And so I hope leadership takes it up and runs with it because it's the right thing to do, and the American people will applaud us instead of the heightening cynicism we have in the country right now.
So is their reticence more about politics or more about gathering evidence to justify his removal?
Well, there's a little bit on that, right? To give the leadership a little leeway. There are high standards, and you're going to set a precedent. But this is a pretty good precedent, right? I mean, I don't think you need to be Harvard Law to understand this is a pretty good precedent when you have the head of the IRS involved in so many unethical and illegal activities at the same time. And so, again, if you can't hit this one out of the park, we got problems. And part of it, you know, all of it just goes back to the Romney assessment after we lost the election, right? We had the autopsy report. And the logic of that, I just don't like. It says we should be scared of all of our groups, Hispanic, African-American, women, et cetera, instead of being bold. And all these folks are brothers and sisters, right? I mean, we're not scared of our own citizenry. Regardless of racial or gender identities, and this kind of thinking is wrong-headed. We're all united, we're all Americans, and we all need to have the rule of law to provide safe neighborhoods and a safe world. And so it's pretty simple to me, and I hope we move forward and take a big swing at this softball.
Back to this specific case, last question. In this Washington Times story, Congressman, in addition to explaining that victims' numbers are stolen by illegals who need to have a valid Social Security number in order to get a job, a sentence here says employers are prohibited from probing too deeply into numbers, even when they suspect fraud. So essentially, the IRS seems to be the only one who can actually act here.
Yeah, well, that's the problem we're having in general, right? I mean, small business is just getting pummeled by the day. You got the fiduciary rule, the overtime rule, the franchisee rule, the FDA rule, the oversight rule. I mean, there's just rule after rule where the small business guys can just get over the head. And they are at the mercy of their government. And so here's another case where, you know, if firms are going out of business, the economy's growing at 1% right now, and we're putting firms at the mercy of their government and at the mercy of unethical leaders of major agencies in the country. And so it's just crucial, right? And I hope that the voters out there hold us responsible for action and for our inaction. And the people need to wake up and start screaming louder so we get the word. I'm trying to be responsive. The House Freedom Caucus is trying to be responsive. And we're doing the best we can, but we're 40 out of 450. And so we need the American people on our side. And so please write in to your congressmen and women and help us to get this House in order.
Congressman, always good to have you with us, sir. Thanks for sharing your time and your thoughts today.
Awesome. Great story, Greg. Thank you so much for having me on.
Thank you, sir. Virginia Republican Congressman Dave Bratt represents the Old Dominion 7th Congressional District. I'm Greg Corumbus reporting for Radio America.